This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Check out Boston George, Famous Without the Fortune, now streaming on Fandor.com. Get the real story of the events that inspired the hit film Blow.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Fandor video podcast. I'm Hooman, and where's Chris?
Where's Brent? Your boy, man?
I don't know.
I'm here. Where's your boy, who?
He's MIA. It's just me and you. Today's podcast is brought to us by the Sonoma Valley Authors Festival. It's their fifth annual event. It's going to be at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, August 26th to the 28th. It's only 400 guests are available. It's intimate. It's in person. It's 3 days. And it's TED Talk style format. So there's going to be 20 plus authors. All the info is at svauthorsfest.org. Some of the speakers include Tracy Smith, Mary Roach, and our next guest, welcome, Nikki Ehrlich.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's still kind of crazy to hear my name read alongside the other people at the festival because they're all such big deals. They're people that I idolize.
Listen, you're on your way up. I mean, I know you're humble bragging right now. Not yet, but you will be soon. This is your first book, The Measure, and it's on the New York Times bestseller list. Did it debut at number 6?
Yes. Still can't believe that, getting that phone call. It just blew my mind.
Tell us what your book's about.
Yeah, so the book is speculative fiction, and it opens on kind of what seems like a regular morning, but then we find out that overnight something quite remarkable has happened, which is that all around the world, these mysterious boxes, small boxes, have appeared outside the doors and outside the homes of every adult. And every box looks the same, but they all have the same sort of inscription on them that says the measure of your life lies within. And so, of course, everyone's, you know, terrified and confused and no idea what's happening. But the people who do open their box, who are brave enough to look inside, find out that within each box is a single piece of string. And because these boxes have come, you know, everywhere all around the world, scientists and governments can kind of collaborate and quickly realize that the measure of the length of string inside a person's box equates with the full length of that person's life. And so now, you know, all of a sudden, every adult is faced with the same choice of, do I want to open this box, measure the string that was given to me, and find out how long I'm going to live. And so, of course, kind of chaos ensues. And, you know, we follow 8 kind of interlinked characters who are all grappling with this same decision and sort of how this affects people and then kind of society at large.
Wow, that's fascinating. Bryn, you ever watch Black Mirror?
Oh, I haven't watched the whole thing, though. No, but I know what you're talking about.
Nikki, you watch Black Mirror?
I have only seen a couple episodes, but I've had several people say, oh, that sounds like a Black Mirror episode in a novel.
But do you know which episode I'm talking about?
I know there's maybe a box episode, but I haven't seen it.
There's an episode, and this is what Chris's question was going to be, where it's like a Tinder. Mm. And when you swipe right and they swipe right, something comes and it tells you what will happen in your relationship with this person, how long it'll last, how bad the divorce will be, everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fascinating.
And so, Nikki, would you want to know how something would play out with someone before you dated them?
Oh my gosh. I'm really tempted by that. I think I would like to say no. I would like to say, oh no, I'm just going to, you know, sort of let things play out, see what happens. But I'm a little bit too much of a planner. And I think that might get me, that option might get me. Yeah.
Yeah. I just know so many people who, and you know, this is what you say, you know, who have had these horrible divorces. And when you talk to them, they say, well, I have these two amazing kids. And I look at them and I go, well, what else are you going to say? Of course, you've got these two amazing kids. You've got to say something, right? But in your mind, you have to weigh this horrible divorce with these two amazing kids. How do you do that? Knowing that, I think, is a curse.
Well, also at the time, then you wouldn't, if you just see, oh, you're going to have two kids and you're going to get divorced, you don't yet know those kids. It's so different when they're just kind of abstract.
And then ideas. The other thing is for your book, and I don't know if you addressed it. Sorry, I haven't read it. Forgive me. your life, what happens in your life is never just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the sacrifices you make could change generations to come.
Absolutely.
Even though your life might end up sucking personally.
Mm.
You address that in your book?
A little bit towards the end, I kind of end on this sort of flash forward where we see what happens kind of years later, and you see the effects that some of these people's lives had on kind of that they didn't even know that they were having this impact, which is, you know, a really kind of helpful thing for me. Yeah.
It is deep, isn't it?
Yeah, it is deep.
All right, listen, let's talk about something else. Nikki, let's talk about writing a book. You have a publisher, you have an agent, you have a team around you. How does this happen? I'm sure there are hundreds of people who say, Nikki, I've had this book idea for 20 years. I know it should be published. What should I do? What do you tell your cousin?
First thing is write the book, because if you want an agent, if you want to kind of pursue traditional publishing, you have to have a full manuscript already. And so it's not enough to just have the idea, even though the idea I think is probably, you know, the hardest part. But you have to write the book. And then luckily publishing is kind of one of the few places where cold emailing can actually yield results. Cause I know everyone's afraid to do that. You think your email is just going to end up in a black hole and maybe it will, but for finding agents, they actually do like read these pitch emails from people that they don't, you know, have no connection to, no referral. But it's kind of standard to just email the pitch about your book, about yourself, kind of, you know, why this story is unique, a little bit of a writing sample. And that's actually how agents find new clients, which is, you know, which is amazing. It's very open to people. And you have to be patient though, because they're weeding through hundreds, if not thousands, of these emails. And so it could take weeks and months for them to get to yours, but hopefully it finds the right person at the right time and you know, they're able to work with you. But
How often do people say, can you read my book?
Honestly, not, I mean, I'm so new to this. Like my book just came out a couple weeks ago. Maybe it'll come, but honestly, no one has asked me. Maybe they don't want my opinion. I don't know.
So you're speaking at the Authors Festival in Sonoma. For those attending, what can they expect you to talk about?
I think I'm actually going to be in conversation with, you know, one of the other author speakers there. And so, not just kind of a TED talk at people. Hopefully we'll have a nice kind of lively conversation about, you know, about the book and about kind of reading and sort of the craft of writing more broadly. So I don't know yet what my questions will be, what I'll be talking about, but.
Well, they didn't prepare you like I prepared you.
Maybe they'll prepare me a little bit closer up, but I'm excited for that.
Was getting laid off in 2020 a blessing? Tell us what happened. Tell everyone what happened about you getting laid off.
Like many people, there's so many people who all lost their jobs at that time. I know I was one of many. But I was working as a travel writer, so that was amazing. And, you know, it was a dream job. But then, of course, in March 2020, you know, everyone went home and borders shut down and travel kind of very quickly stopped. And so my mom was actually one of the very first people in New York in like early March to get COVID. And so I went home before, you know, we even knew what this actually was that she had. And so I went home to kind of like take care of her and help. And, you know, within a week I had also lost my job. You know, we were all in quarantine. And so obviously it was really frightening, but I'm lucky that of the many people who all lost their job at that time, I, you know, had a family support network and then people who could step up and help. But
how long did it take you? Okay, just tell me this. It's March, you're laid off, mom has COVID. When did you sit down and say, I'm not going to be a victim. Use this opportunity. I'm going to make something happen. When did that happen? What month?
Kind of right. I already had started writing this book, but it was so slow because I was working full time and just kind of writing whenever I could. So once I then April. Was like, I have nothing to do now. I'm applying to jobs. No one's hiring. The world is shut down. The only thing I felt like I could control was this book. Everything else was out of my control. And the only thing that gave me kind of like a sense of power was writing. And so I really then was writing for hours and hours a day, late into the night. And by kind of the end of spring, early summer, I had the manuscript, which was, amazing.
Okay. So you're saying you really dove into the book April 1st. Let's just say April 1st, because you're not giving me a date. And then
March, definitely March.
Okay, yeah. March. By March 1st, you're deep in the book. And then by June 1st, the first draft is done, right?
Yeah, it was early summer. Then I started looking for an agent. I remember in the summer.
And then, wow, that's really impressive. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I know we just met and I don't know, this isn't going to mean anything, but I'm proud of you for like being so dedicated and having that kind of discipline.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, it was the only thing I could do. I mean, the only thing to like keep me kind of sane and keep me, grounded in something that wasn't just like anxiety for the world.
Mm-hmm. I was sitting in my studio apartment in San Francisco, just depressed during that time. Nikki was writing.
That's a completely understandable response as well, though. Yeah.
All right. So tell me this is a movie site.
Yeah.
We really love independent cinema on Fandor. So tell me two or three of your favorite books that were turned into film. Start with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember really loving Greta Gerwig's Little Women adaptation. I know that was like beloved by a lot of people. But I saw it like at Christmas time with a group of my girlfriends, and it was just the perfect, the perfect movie for us. And I think one of my all-time favorites, though, is the short story called "Story of Your Life" by Ted Chiang, which was turned into the film "Arrival" with Amy Adams, directed by Denis Villeneuve. I loved that short story. And when I read it, I thought there's no way you can adapt this. It's so complicated. And then I saw that film and was just blown away, like just visually, emotionally. It was a really gorgeous adaptation and one of my favorites.
I'm going to ask Nikki a question that I didn't prepare her for.
No,
I don't think we're going to get an honest Careful answer. Are there any talks of turning your book into a movie or a TV show?
The TV rights have been acquired.
Caught you off guard, Hooman.
I can say that they were.
What else can you say?
They were acquired by Higher Ground, which is the production company founded by the Obamas. So I'm quite quite incredible that they optioned it.
Did the president call you?
No, but his team did. So, and it was amazing. I'll never forget that. My agent was like, "Are you sitting down? Because I have some very cool people on the phone for you." So,
I have the president on the phone. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so now that they've acquired it, are you out of the loop? Are they going to have you write the screenplay? Where are we at with this?
Yeah, so it would be television. So not, so, I think like right now they're, doing everything on their side. I'm in the loop, which is great. They're a really wonderful team, but I'm very happy to be like, I trust you guys. You will kind of bring the right creative minds to this project.
Higher Ground has that deal with Netflix, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not privy to all the specifics of things, but. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tell us a book that you love that was turned into a terrible film that super disappointed you. Don't hold back, Nikki.
I know this is a bad answer. I really can't think of anything. Maybe it's because I avoid watching the films of like books that I really loved and just mm-hmm. in case it would disappoint me. Yeah. But I also like I view them as very separate entities. Like I don't, even if I'm watching a film that was based on a book that I've read, I don't actually judge it based on the book. I'm like, it's its own piece of art. I don't, you know, I look at them kind of differently.
Sure. Have you started working on your next book?
I have ideas for the next book, but I'm really lucky that this one has like resonated so much. And so I am feeling a bit of pressure for the next one mm-hmm. to kind of equally resonate. So we'll see if that affects the process.
Let's go back to your book being turned into a TV show. Now, listen, I need another honest answer, Eddie.
Uh-oh.
There we go. if you could cast one person for your book movie, who would the one person be? If you they said, Nikki, we love you. Your book's amazing. And we want your input, which never happens, by the way. They never want the author's input. but who and tell us what character you want to play that role. Let's hear it.
Honestly, someone else asked me this and I was really stumped on the spot too, because and now I shouldn't be because now I've been asked it before. I don't know.
You want The Rock in your movie, be honest. You want The Rock.
I was like, someone of that like sort of A-list stature would obviously be yeah. quite incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did it. And I like the way that now, you know, sort of casting doesn't necessarily reflect, like they can make changes to the book, they can change, you know, sort of yeah. identities of characters and that, like I'm not precious about the book potentially being adapted. I'm very happy for there to be changes, which hopefully is good news for the team.
Okay, listen. Since you were a travel writer, what's your favorite place that you've traveled to that we would find surprising?
I really loved traveling to like very northern Norway, like kind of like the Arctic Circle, which is odd. I don't like the cold, so I was like, you'd think I wouldn't like that area, but I went in springtime and the weather was gorgeous. We got to go out on a boat in the fjords, which was like amazing. And you get strapped into this massive suit so that if you fall overboard into the freezing water, you don't get hypothermia. So it's like a little intimidating to be doing it. But it's so like just the most gorgeous nature. And if anyone gets a chance to go, I would highly recommend it.
Are you doing any international travel this year?
Not at the moment. I haven't traveled abroad in so many years now with COVID. I the book is coming out in many other countries, which is amazing. And so I would like come out in Germany and Italy. And so I would love to like be able to do some travel for the book if they'll have me.
They will. But why are you scared to travel?
Am I scared? Not right now. Like from like a COVID standpoint, am I scared to travel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still wearing the very thick like N95 on the mat on the airplanes. Yeah. Wow.
Are you gonna check in your luggage? Or are you gonna do carry on?
Always carry on.
Always carry on. Even international travel?
Always carry on. That's like the main thing right. that I learned from being a travel writer.
This has absolutely nothing to do with your book, but I have a dilemma. I'm going to Prague, Germany, and Greece for 2.5 weeks. Carry
so it's
on.
The different climates that are the problem.
No,
here,
it's one bag for 2.5 weeks.
Repeat outfits.
Yeah, do some laundry, right?
Or do laundry. Yeah, it's like if you get an Airbnb with a laundry machine or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm like always because other bags get lost. They get lost by the airlines, or then waiting for half an hour at the, waiting for the baggage claim. Like always,
it's all bad.
Yeah,
just like roll everything up. Packing cubes, I've heard, are really, really helpful. But that's an amazing trip. That's exciting.
Thank you, Nicky.
I lost a bag before. It's not cool.
Yeah. I've never lost a bag, and I'm still afraid of it.
Nicky, is there anything you've ever wanted to say in an interview that you've not been able to say? That you want to say here, because we're about to wrap this thing up.
Oh my gosh, I don't think so.
Can we ask something personal?
How personal? As personal as are you still going to date someone if you know you're going to get divorced? That was pretty personal.
Well, are you single, married, kids, no kids? Where you at?
I'm single, so if you enjoyed the book, contact me on my website.
And he's going to be in Sonoma in person.
I'll be in Sonoma. Yes.
You like to, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do for fun? You like to work out? You like to hike? You like to go to the opera? What do you like to do? Movies?
Movies, TV. I like to, go on a nice walk instead of maybe an intense hike.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Low impact.
Tennis. If someone wants to play tennis with me in Sonoma, hit me up.
Oh, good. Oh, that's Brenda's time. But he's married.
You'll play tennis with me? Okay. we'll play doubles with your partner. And then
She doesn't play. Right. But we can play.
Well, if you need a partner, Nicky, I'll drive out. All right, everyone. Her name is Nicky Ehrlich. Her book is called The Measure. She's going to be at the Sonoma Valley Authors Festival. All the info is at svauthorsfest.org. Nicky, what a pleasure. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.